now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, this week on the show, we have part two of our interview with Jeff Chenault on the program about his latest book, Kahiki Supper Club, A Polynesian Paradise in Columbus. I've got some essential tips on your bachelor pad and how to maintain it, what you need and what you don't need. And we look at the life of the woman that they called the Flying Housewife, plus brand new music coming your way, and here's a new one, Anna Saleha and Caravan on the Cocktail Nation.
Stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand so I may keep the memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting, resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charms of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true within our desert caravan. Night, 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 stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand so I may keep the memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting, charm of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true within our desert caravan. Night, 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 stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand so I may keep the memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charm of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true within our desert caravan. above that shines so bright. The mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand so I may keep my desert caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting, resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charm of you. Dream of love is coming true. Within our desert caravan.
This is the Cocktail Nation, thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Cocktail Nation with Bill Evans and Time Remembered. It's Coop Cooper, Lounge Leader. Part two now of our interview with Jeff Chenault, talking about his book, Gahiki Supper Club, A Polynesian Paradise in Columbus. We pick up the interview talking about his release of the official band of the restaurant, the Beachcomber Trio.
Yeah, you interviewed me for that, I think, a while back, and I appreciate that. But yeah, I mean, I ended up, you know, meeting Marsh Padilla, who was the leader of the Beachcomber Trio, you know, I knew him for a few years before he, you know, finally passed away. But you know, I mean, what a great guy he was, and he ended up finding these recordings, you know, on reel to reel during his move, and gave them to me. He said, "Jeff, you know," he goes, "I know you're into the music, and I want you to have these." And I was just like, you know, jaw to the floor, going, "What the heck is this?" You know, it's just a three boxes of reels that just said the Kahiki Trio 1965 on them. That's all it said.
Pretty amazing stuff. And this is, you know, I mean, it's a soundtrack from a musical point of view, but yeah, also from an audio point of view. I mean, you hear people clinking glasses and talking away. I mean,
right.
it takes you right there. Yeah.
The atmosphere is there.
It takes you right there.
That's what's really unique. If you concentrate, you can hear the, you know, yeah, people talking, people clinking glasses, waiters dropping things. There's one part, I swear, I think a waiter dropped something. There's like a drunk just ranting and raving during Yellowbird that we tried to edit down a little bit. And there's just a lot of weird things. The waterfall, especially in the background, you can hear sometimes during their quiet moments, it's really exciting to listen to.
Well, you talk about the band in the book. You talk about a lot of different things to do with the restaurant in the book, and you also talk about the souvenirs that were available to be bought. That was fascinating.
Yeah, that was really fun to research who did these early, you know, trinkets and little gifts that you could buy in the Beachcomber shop. You know, that's what its title was. And you know, I mean, they had everything back then. They had little pendants that you could wear. They were handmade. A lot of the stuff was handmade in the early days by a guy named J.J. Height. And he also made some other tikis and stuff for Bill and Lee that were up in their offices. But he made a lot of the trinkets and stuff that they sold. And then later on, you know, Hoffman Pottery got into the mugs and stuff, and that really went well. So, but yeah, man, I mean, it's just, it would have been so neat to be back there, you know, during the day. And that's about as close as we'll ever get.
Yeah. Did you, you obviously got a chance to visit the restaurant on numerous occasions when it was up and running, I would imagine.
Yes. I moved to Columbus in 83, but I hadn't gone there for years. You know, I would just, the first time I ever saw it, I remember driving down East Broad Street at night, and the giant tikis out front were lit up, and they had those giant top knots with fire coming off their heads, you know. So I'm seeing this as I'm driving down the street going, "What the hell is that?" You know, I mean, literally, I mean, what is that over there with this weird building with these giant fire tiki god things, you know? And I think it was years later, really, that I finally ventured in. And when I walked in for the first time, I mean, it was magical. It was like, wow.
Tell us a little bit about the demise of the Kahiki, because I think it was 1999, 2000.
You're making me sad.
Yeah, now. Sorry.
I was so happy.
But all good things come to an end, and it seems to me that I mean, it just seems a bit of a financial decision, really, by the owners to pass it on. That seems to be it.
Yeah, I think, you know, from my understanding, and I've talked to the players involved, is that the Kahiki, when it was sold in 2000 to Walgreens, it was because the building was in very bad need of repair.
Yeah.
It needed about probably $1 million worth of plumbing repairs.
Right.
Okay, I mean, the basement was leaking. They had tiles that were missing. I mean, they had, you know, buckets down there to block the water damage and stuff that was going on down there. Because, I mean, you were dealing with lots of water with the different rooms and the fish tanks and, you know, all that stuff, the tropical rainforest room. So it's just, you know, a matter of time if you don't keep it up, you know, take care of it or maintain it, you're going to have lots of damage. And so eventually that's what happened. Okay, it basically got neglected, and it needed $1 million of repair. So, you know, the owner at the time, Michael Chow, he was basically saying to himself, well, I've got a $1 million restaurant that I can sell for $1 million, yeah, or I can put $1 million into it and then keep working in a restaurant.
Mm, yeah. I think one of the,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think one of the interesting things too, of course, you know, when it was sold, I mean, at that point we were reaching, the beginnings of the real zenith of tiki culture. So for all involved, it's a bit of a sad day, because this is, you know, like, it was the mecca of tiki culture, really, I think, for many, many people.
Yeah, and we were trying to convey that message to Michael Chow, you know, because he was in touch with Otto von Stroheim. He put on the Bon Voyage Kahiki party,
yeah,
you know, when he found out it was going to go, because that's where he proposed the baby doe, and he's got a history there, too. And so it's just, you know, it's just unfathomable that, you know, this thing was ready to meet its doom.
It's wonderful that
it's all about money.
Yeah, it's wonderful that you've been able to put together such a comprehensive look at this incredible place. And the other thing I like about your book too is that you know, there's also a bit of a tip of the hat to current tiki culture and to the history of tiki and tiki music.
Oh yeah, I know. That's totally, you know, where I'm at. I'm all about fun and having a good time, but I'm also about the, you know, the educational aspect of it, or the things you can learn from digging through our past.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I like preserving it. You know, if we don't talk to these people, because they're all getting older, I'm getting older. You know what I mean? Everybody's getting older, and we don't talk to these people. You know, life is too short. It's a gift, you know. So try to do as much as you can with what little time you have here. And this is my first book, my first baby, and I'm real happy about it.
Yeah.
You know?
To grab the book, where's the best place to grab Kahiki Supper Club, A Polynesian Paradise in Columbus?
Probably through historypress.com or Amazon.
And Amazon, fantastic. Well, congratulations, great book. And, you know, we talked to so many people on the show about books and records and things like that. And as I always say to people, you know, the things that we talk about on the show, these are the things that you need to have in your collection.
Right.
They're special,
oh, yeah.
You've got to get them.
It's the historical aspect of the whole thing, and that's what we hope to keep alive, you know.
Jeff, thanks so much for your time. Wonderful book. I definitely recommend people go out and get it, because you'll absolutely love this, and you need to have this in your pad bookshelf.
All right. Thanks, Coop. Appreciate it.
the man voted by his high school classmates as most likely to become Lounge Lothario DJ. Cocktail Nation, follow the lounge leader today.
The Cocktail Nation with the Stolen Idols and Sumatra Mist. Now, this week, Ten Wace, a lounge Lothario, should maintain his bachelor pad. It was Cary Grant who famously said that it takes 500 small details to add up to one favourable impression. This is why a successful lounge Lothario needs to pay special attention to his bachelor pad. When guests enter your domain, you don't want them distracted by things that you could have fixed. And it's not just the gals that need to be impressed, it's all guests, regardless of gender. This is about making a good impression as a well-dressed man about town, with style, grace, and sophistication. Number one, change the bed sheets. Nothing says uneducated, unhygienic, slob than dirty, smelly, stained sheets. I always say that you don't need to have a lot of sheets to make a good impression, a lot of anything, really. But buy two sets of medium-priced sheets that are plain and not without patterns all over them or anything fancy, and change them weekly. Very, very simple. Number two, ensure that the bathroom is in good order. Now, when guests visit or stay overnight, they should never be forced to go searching through your cupboards for essential items. Everything should be available right before them. Keep plenty of toilet paper in the bathroom to avoid those embarrassing situations. Clean towels and, most importantly, clean and hairless soap should be provided. Number three, remove all pictures of scantily clad ladies. While you may think a little eye candy never hurt anyone, having your walls plastered with half-naked women doesn't exactly send out the right message. It just kind of screams pervert, really. Same goes for lad mags and whatnot. Artwork is a different matter, however. Tasteful nudes are fine, but certainly not in copious amounts. Take it easy, Tiger. Number four, clean the kitchen. Because remnants of last week's party shouldn't be kept for posterity. Bin them in a discreet manner. Leftovers in the fridge should be removed. And don't keep food till it grows legs. It makes your fridge look like a biohazard waiting to happen. A clean kitchen is a good reflection of a man. Keep those benches and stovetops clean. It should look as if you never cook, really. Talk about a mystery. Does this fella eat out every night, or is he such a brilliant cook that he never spills any food and runs a tight ship-shaped kitchen? The mystery. Number five, remove pictures of your ex. Nobody cares if you're still friends and regularly braid each other's hair. Pictures of the ex need to go. It just looks like you're unable to move on, and quite frankly, it's just a little bit weird. No one wants to be confronted by the remnants of their predecessor. Keep a clean slate in the pad. Sure, keep photos of old flames, but keep them where everybody else does, in a photo album. Number six, keep a well-stocked bar. You need everything and anything available at your fingertips. Don't be the guy who goes to make a cocktail and finds he's missing one vital ingredient, because I can guarantee you that it's going to be that final piece of the puzzle that you're missing. It's like when you iron a shirt and you get to the very end of the shirt and you find a stain. It's never at the start. So make sure that you're making that talk of the party cocktail and have everything there. Now, here's the trick to a well-stocked bar. Be well-versed in the selection of special drinks that you can make, plus every standard that might be requested. Number seven, remove juvenile art. Look, people love the Family Guy as much as the next guy, but a poster of Stewie is just not classified as legitimate wall art. It is if you're 14, still being dropped off to football practice by your mother. But since I assume that's not the look that you're going for, probably best to ditch it. If you have to hang stuff up, opt for vintage prints, cool photographs, or some genuine bona fide art. We've got plenty of great artists that you might like to choose from. Brad Tiki Parker, perhaps Sandra Fremgren, who we spoke to just a little while ago, Panda and Me. Another good one, of course, is El Gato Gomez. And, of course, the tried and true shag. Number eight, buy stylish furniture. I really can't stress how important it is that your furniture actually looks like it was a deliberate choice, not just a random selection of pieces gathered over time. If this means giving away your furniture to the local charity store and starting all over again, then do it. Be minimal, practical, stylish, and you'll be amazed how it all comes together. Number nine, remove strategically placed mirrors. We know what you're up to. Number 10, be organized. Invest in proper storage to make sure that all clutter is put away, or at least can be hidden away at a moment's notice. And do a regular cleanup. Just make sure it's neat. By working towards good storage, you're also likely to find lots of things that you really don't need. If you'd like to read this article or many others that I've written, certainly do check out the website cocktailnation.net. HB Radke now, and Martinis and Pearls on the Cocktail Nation.
Out of everything fabulous in this here world, some girls just stand apart. Guys who drink martinis and wear cultured pearls have a special place in my heart. They both say perfection in their own way. To me, they are fine works of art. Guys who drink martinis and wear cultured pearls get me going right from the start. My pulse starts to quicken when I spy the white gleam of that pea-sized perfection from Oyster Supreme. Preferring martinis to Jack or Jim Beam, well, it might seem extreme, but my thoughts turn obscene. So here's a little wisdom for all of you dames, philosophy a la Descartes. If you drink martinis and wear cultured pearls, you found the best way to my heart. Oh! My pulse starts to quicken when I spy the white gleam of that pea-sized perfection from Oyster Supreme. Preferring martinis to Jack or Jim Beam, well, it might seem extreme, but my thoughts turn obscene. So here's a little wisdom for all of you dames, philosophy a la Descartes. If you drink martinis and wear cultured pearls, you found the best way to my heart. You found the best way to my heart. You found the best way to my heart.
The Cocktail Nation.
The mic is hot, martini's dry. Spotlight's on, so am I. If we came back and say those three little words, shaken, not stirred. Back in black, tux and tie. I'll kick back when I die. We're gone, real gone. Charlie's playing some bird. Shaken, not stirred. There's a new kind of move when you start to groove. When you're hitting that note into perfection. Bond. The vibe is cool, the party's on one. Negative between two verbs, shaken, not stirred. The mic is hot, martini's dry. Spotlight's on, so am I. If I came back, you'd say those three little words, shaken, not stirred.
Shake, 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 shake This is the Cocktail Nation. Music.
Donation with Mancini there and Windmills of Your Mind. It's all thanks to ultraswank.net. Now, an interesting story that I came across this week. The death of a woman that they used to call the flying housewife. In the mid-1960s, Geraldine Mock was seen at airports dressed in a blouse and skirt and high heels and pearls, but she was not on a business trip or working as a flight attendant. And on April 17, 1964, after a 23,000-mile journey that included some very perilous situations, she became the first woman to fly solo around the globe. And she just died a week ago at the age of 88 in Florida of natural causes. Her historical feat came at a time when female pilots, including Mock, still had to put up with the guff from male counterparts, but she ignored them. She said, "Nobody was going to tell me that I couldn't do it just because I was a woman." What a fantastic story, and you can read this by heading over to my website, cocktailnation.net. We've got the story up there. What an amazing woman. Time for a look at the world of swank now, thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. The Ultimate Lounge Weekend is coming up in December 12. It is Buddy Greco with the Martini Kings Weekend at Sinatras.com. You can see Jack Crosley's Lost World, second Tuesday of every month, 8 p.m. to 9:30, Otto's Shrunken Head. This is over in 538 East 14th Street in New York City. Otto's Grotto over at Forbidden Island, Alameda. You can see this particular show every single Thursday. Friday, October 24, Mayflower Club, Martini Kings, featuring the Stars Burlesque, an adults-only show over at Victory Boulevard in North Hollywood. And coming up in November is the Friars Club tribute to Sid Caesar with a cavalcade of stars performing at this one. These gigs and lots more on my website, cocktailnation.net. Back into the music now, Frank Sinatra. And that's Life on the Cocktail Nation.
people say you're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. A pawn and a king, I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
From the Sydney penthouse, the Lounge Lothario, Coop Cooper.
Exotica and Spy Jazz. It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spells. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still. Just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I'd love to look in your eyes. I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spells. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still. Just hear it beat. This is too sweet to love. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I love to look. Still I love to look. Still I love to look in your eyes.
Cocktail Nation, Perry Beekman, This Can't Be Love. Well, next week on the show, we have our very first Eurospy special. I've been talking about this one for a couple of weeks. Well, we kick it off next week on the show. I'm going to leave you now with some new music from Cynthia Felton and her version of I Wish You Love. Stay hip.
Goodbye. No use leading without chance. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye. Let our hearts call it a day. But before you walk away, sincerely want to say, I wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing, and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy grave. I wish you health, but more than wealth, I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree that you and I. Keep you warm, but most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. Live a little, baby, baby. Most of all,